Read in English. Avec Araps, Yes You Can. Copyright Larousse 2018. Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer loves adventures. He wants to hunt for treasure, be a pirate or a soldier or Robin Hood. He doesn't like school, so sometimes he doesn't go. Today, he goes swimming instead of school. He arrives home and is in trouble with his Aunt Polly.
Tomorrow is Saturday. You will paint the fence. No playing. Painting.
The next morning, Tom begins his punishment. Ben, a friend from school, arrives. Tom has an idea. He makes the work look fun.
Can we paint the fence, Tom? Please? My turn. Me next.
More friends arrive. All day, Tom's friends pay him to paint the fence. At the end of the day, the fence is beautiful and perfectly painted, and Tom has a kite, 12 marbles, a tin soldier, a piece of blue glass, a key, some tadpoles, a knife, and a kitten with one eye. Aunt Polly is very happy. Later, Tom walks past the Thatcher's house and sees a beautiful girl and falls head over heels in love. Her name is Becky Thatcher. The next day, on his way to school, Tom meets Huckleberry Finn. Tom goes to school. Huck doesn't. All the boys in school admire Huck Finn. He is free. That evening, Tom and Huck go on an adventure to the cemetery. They see Dr. Robinson, Muff Potter, and the terrible Injun Joe arrive. They hide behind a tree. The boys watch in terror as Injun Joe murders Dr. Robinson. The boys run as fast as they can. They are so scared. They swear in blood never to tell anyone about Injun Joe.
We will keep silent about Injun Joe.
The next day, Tom is ready to be a bandit.
Come on, Joe! Come on, Huck! We're leaving this place! We're gonna be pirates!
Tom tells his friends. The boys sail down the river on a raft and go to a little island. On the island, they build a fire. They talk about pirates. Then they go fishing and catch lots of fish. Later, they see lots of boats on the river.
There are so many boats! What is happening? Asks Joe.
They're looking for us. They think we're lost in the river, answers Tom.
The boys feel heroic like real pirates. This is fun. They go swimming. Huck teaches them to smoke. Then they feel sick. That night, a storm hits the island. There is thunder and lightning. The boys are afraid. The next day, they decide to go back home. Back in the town, everyone is in church and very sad. They are having a funeral service for three lost boys, Tom, Joe, and Huck. The boys arrive at the church for their own funeral service. Everyone is so happy to see the boys. They all hug.
Tom, I am so happy to see you.
Muff Potter is arrested for the murder of Dr. Robinson, and the trial begins.
Muff Potter is a murderer, says Injun Joe.
He watches the trial. Tom is scared, but Tom is brave. He decides to go to court, and he tells the judge that Injun Joe killed Dr. Robinson. Injun Joe jumps up from his chair and escapes out the window of the courtroom.
Muff Potter is innocent!
Tom is terrified that Injun Joe will kill him. But everyone in the town thinks Tom is a hero, and Tom forgets his fear. Summer arrives. Tom and Huck hunt for treasure in an old house. Suddenly they hear voices and run upstairs. They hear the voice of Injun Joe and another man.
The treasure is here? How much?
Thousands of dollars!
Injun Joe takes the treasure. The boys follow the men and the treasure to an inn. Maybe they can take the treasure when Injun Joe leaves. Huck keeps watch. He hears the men say that they will attack the Widow Douglas.
The Widow Douglas is a kind old lady. I must help her.
He runs to the nearest house, Mr. Jones's house, and warns him that Injun Joe's gang wants to attack the Widow Douglas. Mr. Jones and his sons take their guns and run to protect the Widow Douglas. Tom meets Becky, and they decide to go on a picnic. They go along the river to a forest. After the picnic, they discover a cave. They have great fun exploring the tunnels. The next day, nobody can find Tom and Becky. They realize in horror that they never returned from the picnic.
Where are they?
In the cave, Tom and Becky are lost. Tom tries different tunnels, but it is very dark. He can't find the way out. In one tunnel, he finds bats. Another tunnel is blocked. In another tunnel, he sees a light.
A candle, he thinks.
But then he sees a face in the candlelight. It is Injun Joe. Tom cannot move with terror. Injun Joe doesn't see him. Tom runs as fast as he can back to Becky. He kisses her. The next day, Tom and Becky are very hungry. They must find a way out. But wait, is that the sky? Is it daylight? Tom and Becky find an exit and crawl out of the cave and make it home. They are very tired and frightened. The judge orders the caves to be shut, blocked, and secured so nobody is lost again. Tom tells the judge that Injun Joe is in the caves. The judge sends a group to the cave. They find Injun Joe. He is dead. Tom looks at Huck.
Where's the treasure, Huck?
I don't think it's in Injun Joe's room. I think it's in the cave.
Tom and Huck go back to the cave. They find the exit where Tom and Becky escaped. They go inside. They look for the treasure. Under a rock, they find guns. And the treasure! The boys take the treasure to the town. Everyone is very surprised. The boys are very happy as they share the money. Huck is a hero. He saved the Widow Douglas from Injun Joe's gang. The Widow Douglas gives Huck a home and food and an education. Huck likes her a lot, but she makes him wear clean clothes. Becky tells her father that Tom is noble, and everyone thinks he will become a lawyer. But for the moment, he wants to start a gang of robbers with his friend, Huck.